Friend, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Well, I guess we're talking about being ourselves.
Yeah, I guess I just really was myself.
I definitely think that a lot of people, such as myself, have like social anxiety, and it's tough to become yourself and actually be yourself out in the open. But I think ways that people can really open up is to kind of forget about the people around you, or forget that people have their own opinions. Because like I think that you should, like think that people have opinions, but like you shouldn't think so negatively about yourself, because most of the time they're not thinking that about you, whatever it is that you're thinking.
Okay. So why do you think, I mean, I don't really understand that. I used to have terrible anxiety, but I don't have it at all anymore. And all I did was just detach myself from, expectations of myself or other people. I don't worry about it anymore. I used to worry, oh, do they think I'm weird? Or do they think I'm stupid? Or do they think I'm smart? Do they think I overstepped my turn? But, and all those thoughts, it was me, 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 me. I was focusing on myself so much. And so I didn't really give them a chance to express themselves because I'm too worried about how I come across and what they think of me. Well, once I just kind like got rid of that in the equation, I'm like, look, I'm a human being and I deserve to be here as much as anybody else does. And if people don't like me, they don't have to be around me. And if I don't like them, I don't have to be around them. And so, I just stopped worrying about it and I don't experience anxiety at all anymore. So I feel for you. I know what it feels like. It's just, over time, it's easier to you get a better perspective as you get older, I guess.
Oh no, yeah, right. I was speaking in general. Definitely right now I feel like I've gotten a lot better. I'm still not completely there for sure. But I've gotten, like better at publicly speaking, or having a quick conversation with like a random person that I see on the street. Like small talk. I was never really good at that before because I always had anxiety. And I went to go hang out with my brother, and like it was a whole new state that I had never been in, and like it really gave me like a chance to start fresh. And so I was just like running into like all these different people and like speaking to them and actually having conversations. And now where I work, it's more social, so there's constantly people coming in, and there's like regulars, and I'm social with them too. So those two things definitely helped me a lot. Of like getting out of my shell, you know?
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to talk about tips for other people who might be listening on how to be like actually be themselves, or you have anything in mind?
I mean, honestly, that what I just told you is my recipe. I used to have crippling anxiety. I mean, I used to walk down the street and just about have a panic attack because as I'm approaching somebody who's walking toward me, I'm worried about, are they going to make eye contact? If they do I make eye contact back? Do I smile? What if they don't smile back at me? You know what I mean? Like I was riddled with it. It was terrible and debilitating, but there was just a point that I got to where I was like, well, I don't feel like I'm living. I don't feel like this is normal. I don't feel like, I feel like I'm being robbed of, the ability to live really. And so I kind of took a step back and I looked at it and it just dawned on me. I just realized when I really looked at it that everybody is insecure to a degree. There's not a single person in this world that's just, totally got it together. But the people that I found that had it the most together that I wanted to model my life after were the ones that were humble enough to empty themselves from all the expectations and all the, a lot of times when you worry about what other people think, it's because you want to impress them, because you want them to admire you, because you want them to like you. But if you let go of that expectation and you don't care if people like you or not, then the odds are higher in your favor that they will. That's been my experience. When I wanted people to like me, they always found a reason not to. But when I stopped, like, genuinely caring, not just saying that I didn't care, but just genuinely mm-hmm. stopped looking for validation in other people and found mm-hmm. it internally, then all of a sudden those same people found something to resonate in me, and we got along better. So that's really my advice, is just to really take a look at why you're suffering with this, what your focus is on, and really just being true to yourself. Because a lot of times people will put up these walls or project these images that aren't real, and they'll try mm-hmm. to justify themselves. They'll try to, you know, kind of cover things up real quick because, again, they're really trying to project themselves as better than they are, or they're trying to, you know, impress people or whatever. And if it isn't working for you, then there's got to be a point where you tear down those walls. I mean, either it's working for you or you're doing something wrong. And if you're not willing to tear down walls when you're doing something wrong, then you can expect more of the same. That's just common sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely put up walls kind of like as a way to keep myself safe if there's a time where someone might have a different opinion. But yeah, that sounds like something that I could really start to practice on. I constantly want to be someone that's liked, because in high school it was tough for me. I was brought in with like my cousin, and I hung out with him and his friends. I never really went out and tried to talk to other people. So when it got towards like my senior year, because they were a grade above, I was all alone, and I didn't really want to talk to other people because I didn't really have that social connection with other people. When I was in that group, I was most of the time quiet because they weren't really my crowd of people to hang out with, but I was still too scared to go out and socialize. I was too afraid of my own image, and I felt like if I really like forgot about that and just lived, like high school would have been like 10 times better.
Yeah, well, and you also have to consider that a lot of people share your experience, maybe not the exact same, but you know, a lot of people, especially in high school, they don't really find their niche. And even the ones that do, oftentimes, they're really projecting a facade in order to fit in. And I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I'm going to be 44 this year. So I've seen that cycle mm-hmm. come back around a few times now. And I've been able to talk to people years later and find out what was really going on instead of just kind of what you saw on the surface. And that seems to be something that is across the board. Something that's similar is that most people don't feel like they fit in, but some people just play it off better. And, mm-hmm. You know, like when I was in high school, I was a total nerd. I mean, it was super smart. And I think everybody, you know, just kind of kept me at arm's length because I had a really pretty and popular sister. And so mm-hmm. they liked her. And so I just kind of felt like, well, they don't give me any trouble because they, you know, like her and they want to fit in with her. But nobody was ever really my friend. But then years later, and I talked to people and they were like, oh, you were so quiet and so shy, but we really liked you and you always had a pretty smile. And, you know, they said all these nice things about me. And I was like, really? I had no idea, mm-hmm. you know. But also I find that a lot of people, too, there's only certain people they want to like them. They're not willing to say, okay, well, just because this person doesn't fit, you know, this particular physical appearance or this particular social, you know, whatever, they're not interested in all those other people that feel exactly like them, but because they don't fit into that mold, then they're not willing to associate with them. And that's really part of the problem. I mean, you have to really open mm. yourself up to the human spirit if you want a response from the human spirit.
Yeah. Like right now I'm 18, like I'm barely starting my whole life. Like from hearing you talk, I can tell that you have a lot of experience with this. And my brother was kind of like in the same position as well. And right now he's like, I could see a huge difference in how he acts and how he talks. And it's amazing. Like, cause I remember him way before and it was a lot hard. I feel like that's kind of the reason why I'm a homebody right now, is because it's kind of like, I saw that and I thought like, okay, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. But like he started talking to me more and he was like, most of the people that you see have like that same fear that you do. So it makes no sense to be afraid if you're both afraid. You know? So it's kind of like don't be afraid to go out and talk to somebody because they feel the same way as you. And once you get through like that kind of like first awkward like talk or like that first awkward hey, it gets more comfortable and you're less afraid of talking to people.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But I'd also like to mention something that you said. You said something about this is what you're supposed to do. And, you know, I found a lot of the peace that resides in me now and gave me the ability to let go of all those other things and finding out what my purpose in life is. And I think as somebody that is 18, that's probably, you know, it's not stressed enough by society and by adults. They're more interested in getting you into the whole machine of society and making you productive and getting, mm-hmm. you know, quote unquote job and a career and paying bills and whatever. But nobody really ever taught me or mentored me on the importance of finding purpose in life. And, mm-hmm. You know, it can still equate to a career. It can still equate to making money, but it's really just kind of finding out, who am I? What do I enjoy doing? What can I do that I can make money at, even if it's not a lot at first, but something that I can do that instead of dreading getting up and going to do it, I wake myself up earlier than I should because it's a passion for me. It's something that drives me. It's something that motivates me and inspires me. And finding something like that can really help you come out of your shell because then you've built confidence in something that you can develop your skill in. And that confidence really goes a long way in breaking down those walls and barriers that you build up out of fear.
You remind me so much of my brother. One of the things that I really like spend more of my time in is like producing music and like making music. And like, he's always been there to like support me. And he's always there like, yeah, keep doing it. Like, if that's really what you want to do in like life, like go for it. Don't bother like starting it and not finishing it. Like just go for it. And like, I would say he's more supportive than my parents. Cause my parents, they want me to succeed more of like a professional way and like more of in the business world. But like when it comes to like my brother, he's really like, spiritual and, supportive, accepting. It's awesome to have someone like him.
Yeah, that sounds like a real blessing.
Yeah, I'm extremely blessed to have him in my life. But he's always supported me. And, like, he was exactly telling me the same exact thing. Like, you still haven't found out who you are yet. And, like, right now is where everything's going to start to get a little crazy, but you're going to find out who you are. And, like, the whole time you were saying that, I couldn't agree anymore.
Okay. Well, I mean, great, because I think that's sound advice for someone your age. And, you know, I'll tell you this is something to think about. I've got a brother that's about to retire from the Marines, and he's mm-hmm. just now about to be 40 also, which means that he can literally create an entire another career and retire from it, because you can retire from another career, you still have 25 more years to work before you retire at 65, which means he's mm-hmm. done an entire lifetime of something. And now he's going to do another entire lifetime of something. So right now, when you're young and you still are open to the possibilities and the hope of things, and people are able to inspire you without you having all of those extra responsibilities that come with age, I think it's a great time to pursue things like music and see if you are passionate enough about it to turn it into something more. And if, you know, it doesn't pan out, or if it's not what you thought it was later, then there's still plenty of time, you know, to take that career path that your parents want to.
Definitely. That's why, like, right now going into, like, school, I start school in August. So, like, starting that now, I'm going to go in for music, and then as, like, a backup plan, take something about like business. I'm thinking like advertisement, because like right now social media is like a big thing and not a lot of companies are advertising socially.
So yeah, I feel like that and would plus be music. I'm sorry. Yeah, music would also go with that. Well,
yes. But yeah, that's like a good safe plan if anything goes wrong.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, we only have about 5 seconds left before they're gonna cut us off, but if you'd like to continue, I can go back into the topic.
I actually had to go to my sister's